Okay, let's get into the second part of our discussion of Hilchos Mezuzah, the second part of two. Hilchos Mezuzah, again, I don't remember exactly where we finished off, but we're going to try to go through, as you have in front of you, Chela Gimel, Gimel and Dalet are together, and Hay and Vav are together. So let's try to get through all of it in the next couple of minutes. So Chela Gimel is all about various usage issues. This we already did, but we're in the middle of it, so let's just go through it quickly. Number one, one needs a Beis Dira. So we know it has to live there. If I don't live there, let's say I bought a house, even if I furnish it, even if I have everything in it, but I'm not living there yet, it's not a Beis Dira, it does not require a mezuzah. The second that I'm going to sleep there, that I'm going to be there, that it becomes a Beis Dira, and I would have to put up a mezuzah. Again, storage facilities that I use, I don't have to sleep there. I don't have to sleep there, I have to use. Meaning if I use it as a warehouse, if I use something as a garage, so then that has a chiyuv mezuzah as we said. We discussed also, again, various places need or not need, porches and decks. We said is important discussions, and it's not clear in terms of halacha lemaisa what we would say if somebody has a porch. So the Taz quotes the Maharil in source number two who says that if you have an enclosed, let's say, backyard, and the same thing would be for an enclosed mirpeset. So you need a mezuzah for the doorway in between. Why? Because the Maharil says that's no worse than any other room in the house. Right, just like you use a room in the house, the yard you go from the, you know, it's like another room without a roof, but not every room needs a roof, right? If you have a gateway to get into your house, you have a gate around your house, and there's a turas pesach at the outside of the gate, and you come in, that needs a mezuzah too, right? You don't need a roof dafka for over the room. So that's what the Maharil says, and therefore according to the Maharil, if you have an enclosed porch, you have to put a mezuzah on the right side going out into the yard, because that's another room of the house. If there is a way from the yard to the street, so then the Maharil says, then you put it on the right side going in. Because as we'll learn a little bit later, public going public to private, that always is right side going in. And that is what many hold. There are those that argue. There's a chazonish that says that you always would go on the right side going in, no matter what. But many have the practice of it depends if there's another way out. So if there's no other way out, so then like you have a mirpeset, so then it would be on the right side going out, like the Maharil, because there's like another room in the house, and you're going from the front door all the way, and that's the only way that you get to that room. But if it has a way out, it's not on the up in the air. But if it's a backyard or it's a porch on the floor, on the backyard on the floor, then it would be the right side going in. Okay, we mentioned the Rambam Shita, but not to review that again. Makom shel ginai. We mentioned in source number four, a bathroom, beis hakisei, beis hamerchatz, if it's a shower room, a beis hatfila, a mikvah room, no mezuzah, because that's not a makom shel kavod, a makom shel ginai, and therefore there is no mezuzah. But, crucial, often there are rooms that lead into that other room. Like here, there are sink rooms that lead into the bathroom. So if it's one big room, sometimes in camp, they have this. They have the sinks are in the same room as the bathroom. Like it's all, if it's one big room, then there's no mezuzah. But if there is a room in front and there's another doorway, so then it would require, the outer one would require a mezuzah, because that's going into a room where you go to wash your hands sometimes. You go to wash Ramotzi. You go to Kohanim go to wash their hands. And therefore, that is not called a makom shel gnai, and that would require a mezuzah. The Aruch HaShulchan we saw also pointed out, fascinating issue, mezuzah in a bedroom. So a bedroom is a place where people live, but it's also a place where people get undressed. But people don't always, you know, it's not ikker for being a place to be undressed. But what about a bedroom with a husband and wife? What's the issue there? So again, when the door closes, the mezuzah is on the outside, then there's no problem. There's no issue. But what if the mezuzah is on the inside? So that's why most sofrim wrap it in some type of plastic, and then it's in the box. So it's what we would call a double covering. The question is, though, that a double covering that's miyuchad for that thing might not be called a double covering. It might just be it's like batos, one big covering. If you have your tefillin, that's the whole thing about tefillin. Can you take if you're traveling somewhere and you want to go to the bathroom, you have to leave your tefillin outside. So we usually say, if the tefillin is in the tefillin bag and it's in your knapsack, then it's fine. You can go inside. Because that's two. What about the tefillin bag and then the plastic? Or you have one of those, you know, the army ones. You have the hard thing and then the thing on it. So some poskim say, that's not two. That's all miyuchad with tefillin. So therefore, it would have to be in a plastic bag or in a knapsack that's not miyuchad. But what about in a bedroom? So the Aruch HaShulchan is a chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan says, beautiful svara, the same Hashem that told us to do Hilchas Mezuzah told us there's a mitzvah peruvu. So, and there's no discussion in Shas, right? This is source number 7. There's no discussion in Shas about anything different when a husband and wife are together in the room. And therefore, this is Kavod Hashem. This is Kavod Hashem. You're doing a mitzvah. And therefore, to have it covered once, fine. But Elavadai, he says on line 11, Dekivan Dezeo Behechrech, Shatorah Gazra, Lasos Mezuzah, Vatorah Gazra, Puravu, Vade, Shein Sor Kli Lutokli, Elakisu Baalma. That's all you need. Vubai Gamzein Sarech, Kivish Estavino Zeh. Maybe you don't need any cover because, this is a mitzvah that you're doing. And therefore, you wouldn't need it. Interesting chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, but this is in terms of a makom shel gnai and a makom shel kavod. Yeah.
This is by tefillin. Obviously, that by tefillin you can't have peruvu, can't do tashmish while there's tefillin in the room.
Because tefillin aren't meant to be there. The mezuzah's got to be on the door, right? So, right, you're right. It shouldn't be svarim or tefillin or anything else around because that they don't have to be there. Put in a drawer somewhere. Okay, temporary residences don't really require a mezuzah. You have a sukkah, right? A sukkah doesn't require a mezuzah. Technically, if you have a summer house, when you're not there, it doesn't need a mezuzah, right? If you're there 2 months out of the year, it doesn't need a mezuzah when you're not there. It's not a place that you use, right? Some posts can point out. Let's say, you have parents that live in a house that all their kids got married. So they basically never use the other rooms of the house. Never room. They don't go up there for months. They don't use those rooms. So technically, those rooms probably don't need a mezuzah. Because if they go in there and they keep books there and the svarim there and you go in and out, so then it's dira. But again, anything that's not generally used or it's made to be temporary, right, where the Shulchan Aruch says, sukkah's chag b'chag, we pass in the sukkah as a dira sarai, and therefore it would not need a mezuzah. Fascinating question. Become more and more common. I remember when I was growing up, it was like very unusual, but I've seen it here and there. Retractable roofs of a regular room. So you retract the roof. I remember when I grew up in a Far Rockaway, they had Devin the Shtiebel, so the Rebbe the Shtiebel, his dining room had a retractable roof. So take off the roof and he's got his sukkah. So fine, wonderful. So 1 second. We know there's a halacha by mezuzah of Tasa Velo Mina Asui. You have to put up the mezuzah in a situation where you're doing the mitzvah when you put up the mezuzah. Let's say I have the outside of this door, like the three parts, the sides and on the floor. I put the mezuzah on and then I affix the doorway. That's not good. That's called tas evelo mina asu. When I affix the mezuzah, the situation of the mitzvah didn't exist yet. So here, what am I doing? I take off the roof and now it's a sukkah. So now there's no chi of mezuzah. And then I'm going to put the roof back on. So is that going to be a problem? So the post can say it's not a problem. Ozzy, it's not a problem. Why? It's still a kavua room. You made it into a halachic sukkah. That's true. But the walls are kavua. It's part of your house. So for hilchas sukkah, it might not need, but it's still part of your house, and therefore it is not a problem. The Pisrei Tshuva discusses this would not be a problem of tasa velo mina asi. But again, technically a sukkah does not need a mezuzah. If somebody has a sukkah on a boat, right? Right. If somebody has a yacht, the Aruch HaShulchan says, serious yachts, those are you can live there for a while. You can live there for a while, therefore that would require a mezuzah. That would require a mezuzah. You could live there. He says, Besfinos shalanu, sheish b'hem batim kfuim, v'gam sfinos ha'holchos al naro, sheish b'chol svina b'ayit kavua, v'koren la kayuta, I don't know what that is, chayevas b'mezuzah, sheri dira kavua, it is a dira kavua. Okay, what else? Stores, generally, the minhag is to put on the mezuzah. In this country, every store has a mezuzah. Every store has a mezuzah. It's, again, the question is, do you technically need it? It's a discussion, but either way, lamaisa, we put it on without a bracha. Shuls technically do not need a mezuzah, but again, we put it on without a bracha. Problem is, what happens, sometimes you have a donor who gave millions of dollars for a shul, and they want to put a mezuzah at the front of the base medrash with a bracha. You're telling me I'm making a bracha? You know how much money I gave you? So if you're going to eat and drink and sleep in the base medrash, it's probably okay because it's a base dira anyway. So in an ideal world, you wouldn't make a bracha because the base medrash should be used only for learning. But, since we use it for other activities as well, yesh b'yamal l'smoch to make a bracha on those. One other point, just in terms of places that require mezuzah, often we know a beis shar, a hallway with a, you know, with a doorway. Generally, we put up a mezuzah, but that's not always so clear what needs, what doesn't. So one always has one. When one is putting up mezuzahs, often you have to put up a bunch of mezuzahs at once to try to figure out which ones are the real chiyuvim and which ones are derabanan and which ones are just to be safe, and try to make sure that it's not always that the front door is the one that's ikker, because sometimes the front door opens up into a hallway and then into a room. So one just has to think about these things before one puts up the mezuzah. Okay, that's in terms of usage. Now let's get into different structures of the rooms and the doors. This is now going into Hilchas Mezuzah Chelek Daled, right, the next page. Structural issues. So the Rambam says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Bayis she'en lo arba amos or arba amos patur ben mezuzah. If your house is less than 4x4 amos, then there is no chiyuv of mezuzah. No chiyuv mezuzah. It's less than 4x4. It's a tiny, tiny house. 4x4 amos. I know an amah is about 3 feet, right? A meter, right? So whatever, that's the. It's not such a small area, but the 4x4 amos, 16 square amos. What if you have that area but not in that shape? What if you have 2x8, not 4x4? Is that it's a skinny long room? So that's a major machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says that's good enough for chiyuv mezuzah. Has 5 corners, it's circular. Still, there's a chiyuv mezuzah because you go by this square area. The Rosh and other Rishonim argue. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam, but as in Hilchos Mezuzah, as we learn, whenever there's a machlokas or a suffix about something, you put it up without a bracha, just to be safe. So the Shach says, because the Rosh and other Rishonim say, you know, maybe it's maybe there's no chiyuv, so yesh lekava below bracha, or make a bracha on a different one, v'yidaito gam al alzeh. A much related issue. Okay, so if it's less than 4x4, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. What happens, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses, what happens if you have a small room that's connected to a larger room? You have a very small room, a room like a mud room, like you put shoes in there. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, a small room is no worse than outdoors. And from outdoors to your house, you need a mezuzah. So a small room to your house, you know, wouldn't need a mezuzah. Because it has a roof, it makes it worse. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, in source number 4, if you have a room that is smaller, but it's less than 4x4, but it's connected to your house, so it needs a mezuzah. Keep this in mind for a second. It's going to be very lamaisa. Ava b'cheder shlefnei micheder, sheyotze micheder gadol l'cheder hakamarki, hapesach uchay b'mezuzah, mitzad hagadol, because you're going into the gadol. Let's talk about walk-in closets. So walk-in closets. So if it's not a walk-in closet, then there's no space to walk around. There's no chiyuv mezuzah there. It's not a makam dira. Not a makam dira. You don't go in. Even though you store things, you can't go in. If it's a walk-in closet, so now there's something to talk about. So generally, it's not 4x4. People don't have such large walk-in closets. So let's say it's smaller than that. So does it need a chiyuv mezuzah? Rabbi Kiva Eger says yes. Why? Because it's a Pesach, it's connected, it's no worse than outdoors, and it's connected to your room, your bigger room. The Chamudi Daniel, one of the more famous Chamudi Daniels, within Chamudi Daniels. Chamudi Daniel, one of the Achronim quoted there in the Pesachei Tshuva, says, the only reason less than 4x4 does not need by a house, because that's an inferior type of house if it's so tiny. But if you have a room that's meant to be smaller, and it serves a perfect function being smaller, then there's a regular chiyuv mezuzah. Most couples, when they first get married, have a pretty small kitchen. So you're going to tell me that kitchen is not chayiv mezuzah? Because it's so small? No! Says the Chamudi Daniel, quoted there in source number 5, it's chayiv mezuzah. The cases of the Gemara is where it should be bigger, and it's made in this inferior way, it's so small. But a room that's supposed to be a certain way, it's chayiv mezuzah. So a walk-in closet, even if it's smaller, it's chayiv mezuzah. Why? Mitzad the closet, not mitzad the big room, says the Chamudi Daniel. So according to the Chamudi Daniel, you'd make it, you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the closet. So that's a big machlokas. So whichever, that's why generally we would put up a mezuzah on one of these closets that you could walk into. Again, if it's 16 square amos, which it generally is not, so then you do it with a bracha going into the closet. But if it's less, so then that's a machlokas. Chamud Daniel, Rabbi Kiveger, which side? Because do you need it because of the closet, Chamud Daniel, or do you need it because it's the Pesach of the room? So pick a side and put it up without a bracha. That would be the in terms of the size. There's a remez. The Rishash assumes there's a Gemara in the beginning of Sukkah, Daf Gimel, which is a riot to the Chamud Daniel. But we won't go into that. Won't go into that right now. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's skip the Raya of the Rishash brings to Rashi. Source number 10. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ba'ishen lo tikra pater. If you have a house without a roof, pater from mezuzah, unless it has a partial roof, and the partial roof is next to where the doorway is. Right? If there's none, if there's no roof though, so then it is pater, again, unless it has 4x4 close to the roof. What about a door? So the Gemara quotes a story. Menachas Lama Gimel, source 11. Reish Galusa Banabesa. Reish Galusa was building a house. Amalei Rav Nachman Kavali Mezuzta. The Reish Galusa says to Rav Nachman, "Can you please put up my mezuzas?" Like he wanted his rabbinic leader. "Can you please put up my mezuzas?" Amar Rav Nachman Tali Dasha Bereisha. First put the door on. So, how do you understand that Gemara? Three different ways to understand that Gemara. Why do you tell him to put the door on first? Rashi says, you know what he meant to put the door on? It was like what I described before. The doorway was on the floor with the door. So he was telling him, put the door on or else it's going to be Tasav Lo Menasui. If I put the mezuzah on now, before I put the door up. So that's all the Gemara means. I mean, you go to the Rashi, you don't need a door. It's just that the whole thing was not in, and that's why it was a problem. Right? V'kavana tchila ha-mezuzah b'sifah v'hadar ha-sifah b'binyan v'li asui ha-mezuzah kodem shtar l'yei mitzvah. Tosfos also says, you don't really need the door, but Rav Nachman just wanted to know which way the door was going to swing. Because he wasn't sure about right side, left side, which we'll talk about by the Shem in a couple of minutes. But one of the ways to figure it out is which way the doorway swings. It usually swings in. Whatever side it goes in, that's you put it on the right side that way. So that's all. Because it was one of those unclear doorways. But the Rambam, you need a door for the Chiyuv Mezuzah Daraisa. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says there are 10 requirements for mezuzah. That's Nuchas Mezuzah in Perek Vav. And one of them is a door. They once asked Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, that he always had the aniyim in his house, you know, all the time. His door was always open, right? All of the, unfortunate and misfits. They once asked Reb Chaim, so why do you have a door in your house if it's always open? And so he might have said, because it gets freezing. But he said, because Lashita's a Rambam. I want to be chayv mezuzah. So that's what that's why he had a door. Nothing to do with, like, needing a door. But that's the, they say the story of Reb Chaim. Okay. That is, there are those that say that whenever you would put up a mezuzah in a doorway that is supposed to have a door but doesn't, you would not make a bracha because of this Rambam. There are some doorways that clearly aren't supposed to. You go in from the living room to the kitchen. Like, there's no doorway. There's not supposed to be a door there. It could be the Rambam only requires a door in doorways which normally have doors. But in a doorway that's, you have a big thing going onto a stage. So it could be the Rambam never meant that. So there are those that would, if there's supposed to be a door there, they would put it up without a bracha. But but if it's a place which is not supposed to get a door, then it wouldn't. What if you have a doorway that's never used? Right. Let's say, I remember growing up, we had two back doors, but one of them was like basically closed up. We never used it. We put like a counter in front of it. But it was still had the doorway. Does that require a mezuzah if you never use it? So Rav Moshe in Yeridea, source 17, source 18 says it does not require a mezuzah, and you don't have to make yourself crazy to, you know, remove the lintels, to remove the door frame. It's closed up, you never use it. So it is okay, one does not have to do more than do more than that, right? Especially if you put a closet in front, you know, so you're not using it as a doorway anymore. There is an interesting discussion, or Shlomo Zalman discusses. First of all, he discusses elevators. Do not require. Elevators is not a Beis Dira. Even though it's a pretty nice doorway, elevators does not require a mezuzah. But he says, what if you have a door that only opens up from one side? For example, emergency exits. Is an emergency exit considered a door? You could only go out. You can't go in. So that is a discussion in the Mincha Shlomo. So he assumes that if you only use it for emergency and you only go out, that it would not require. See at the end of source 19. With our Pesach she'ef shel apostol rak mi b'fnim latzeis v'ef shel apostol mi b'chutz v'nasad l'shas cheirim near a pashut the Pesach she shimusha rak li yitziyav lo l'knisa. That's not kosh of a Pesach in halacha, and therefore one would not be required to put a mezuzah on that doorway if it only goes in one direction and not the other. Good. Again, this category that we're doing now is which doorways need, which doorways don't need. Different categories, topics in Hilchos Mezuzah. What about an arched doorway? Anybody have any arches in their house? So A, does it need? B, where do you put it? A little tricky there. So the Gemara says, Kippa, source 20, Kippa, a rounded roof, doorway. Rabbi Meir Machayim, Mezuzah V'Chamim Potrim. Machlokes. V'shavim shim yesh bar, and we pass like the chachamim, but v'shavim shim yesh baragla asara chayeves b'mezuzah. What does that mean? V'im yesh baragla asara. So machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says, if the doorway, even though it has a arch on top, if the bottom 10 tefachim at the 10 tefach height, they are still still a 4 tefach wide doorway that needs. Because really, once it's 10 tefachim, that's already a doorway. You can already like put a roof there. So if it's at a 10 tefach height, you still have a 4 tefach width, it needs a mezuzah. The Rambam says a little more limited. If it's still totally vertical when it's 10 tefachim high and the arch didn't start yet. I mean, sometimes the arches start right from the bottom. Most of our arches probably are, there's no nafkamin in Rashi and the Rambam, but that's what that machlokas Rashi Rambam had on the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes Shitas HaRambam, the Shach though quotes that many agree with Rashi and the Mordechai and the Tur, and therefore it would definitely get one, maybe without a bracha, but you definitely put one up. You know, where would you put it? Put it on the, you know, somewhere, it's a hard one, right? Where do you start the bottom of the top third? Now, where would you put it? So, shoulder length. If really tall ones get shoulder length, that's probably shoulder length is okay with this too. Yeah.
Isn't there a din of, that we view it as if you could carve it in?
There is a concept of chokakin lahashlim. For chokakin lahashlim. But, that's part of Rameir and the Chachamim.
So, if it's thick enough.
I'm saying, but this is, that's in terms of even above. But this is, if there's 10 tefachim high, which usually there is, it's not so high, and it's still 4 tefachim wide at that time.
It starts, according to Rambam, it starts arching, but it's thick. So you could have viewed it.
So according to that, Meir holds Chokin Lashlim. Don't say that. Okay. There are a number of mezuzah shilas that generally, you have to go with pictures or house calls. We'll just end with this, and that this section. And that is sometimes, you look at a case, and there's like a doorway on one side, but on the other side, there's just a wall. Or is there? Maybe it's not exactly across from each other. It's a little off. So there are many different architectural issues that come up with Hilchos Mezuzah, and one has to know whether there's a real doorway or not. One has to ask an expert in that regard. Okay, so that's Chela Gimel. That's usage issues and structural issues. Let's take the question, and then we'll move on to the last packet, Chelek K and Chelek Vav. Yeah.
What about like a revolving door in a building?
A revolving door in a building. So often, you know, to get into the revolving door, there's a real source of Pesach. So forget the door. Pretend the revolving part is taken out. You have a real source of Pesach there. So I think it would need. Okay. Very Lamaisa. How to determine the right side? How do you determine the right side? So if you look on the, if you cheat for a minute, just turn over the first page. There's four steps. If you look on the back of the first page, there's really four steps. First question is public to private. Going outside to inside is always on the right side, going in. Okay, we spoke about the enclosed porch before, so that's a shiloh, because that might not be going from public to private. But if there's a way to the street from your backyard, front door, back door, as long as it goes out to the street, public to private is always on the right side going in, and you continue that way in your house. If there is a natural mode of movement, like you walk into the house, and let's say in the house there's a hallway, and then you keep going to that hallway further into the house, so it's on the right side going in there, because that's a continuation of from being outside. So if there's a clear path from outside to inside, it's on the right side going in. Fine. That's straightforward. But then you get to some, the kitchen, the dining room, the living room. You go all different ways. You go all different ways. So which side gets the mezuzah? What's the right side? Which side gets the mezuzah? So that you have to go to, is there a majority of mode of usage? Most of the time you go this way. Most of the time you go from room A to room B. Then it will be the right side going in the normal majority mode of usage. So number one, public to private, you have it there. Number two, the mode of usage. Sometimes that's also not clear. I go from the kitchen to the dining room to the kitchen, all different, living room to the den. And you can go either way. So number three, you go by, is there a main room and a service room, so to speak? Does one room service the other one? So what about the dining? What if you only use the dining room on Shabbos? Could you really say the kitchen services the dining room? It services it on Shabbos, but like during the week, the kitchen's the main place. So it's still tricky. It's still not clear. Sometimes you got to put together. It services, but like which way do you usually go? Remember one of the houses, previous houses we lived in, like you always walk through the dining room to get to the kitchen. And that was like from the front of the house. So, it went that way, even though the kitchen kind of services the dining room. But let's say that nothing services anything. You have a den and a living room, and you use both of them. So you don't have any of them. So then the final one is what's called Hecker Tzir in the Gemara. Which way does the door swing? Generally, when the door swings into the room that you go to. Generally, not always, but that's how the Gemara looked at it. So those are the four. What if it's still unclear? What if there's no door? What if there's no public to private, there's no door? What if you don't know? So most poskim say, choose a side. Choose a side and just put it up. Choose a side, put it up, and try to be yosi with somebody else's bracha. That's what the Shevet Alevi says. If you don't know, right, in source number two, right, ikertash, whatever, just try to choose a side. Rav Moshe has a chiddush gadol. Rav Moshe says if it's totally, totally equal and you don't know, the room is patur from mezuzah, that doorway. Because mezuzah is only when there is a clear chiyav, the place where to put it. But if you don't know where to put it, says Rav Moshe, okay, don't have to put it. Which is an unbelievable chiddush. The Minhag Olam is not like Rav Moshe. Right? Not like Rav Moshe. Right? He says, Lo nachal lasos ke, what, choose whichever one you want? What, it's everybody's a rabbi? What, everybody can do? He says, Rak b'makam echad yadua. It's obviously one spot, and if we can't figure it out, okay, so we're not smart. But you can't just like make up your own rules. Well, this week I want it on this side. I want it on that side. So Moshe is not into it, and he says, and if you don't have a door, do you have to put up a door to know which way Hecker Tzir is? No, it's hard to say that would be true. And therefore, says Moshe, that you would be putter in that case. He says, for sure not two mezuzahs. He quotes the tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emden. He says, that's Baal Tosef. I'd rather have no mezuzahs than two mezuzahs, says Rav Moshe. Okay, but this is in terms of what side to put it on. And generally, sometimes you have to ask. Okay, next, a couple of other miscellaneous issues relating to Hilchot Mezuzah. Number one, this is a halacha that not everybody knows. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, when you move out of a house and there's a good chance that a Jew is coming in, you have to leave the mezuzahs up. You could take down the cases. You can take the cases. Just leave the cloth. Just leave the cloth. You have to leave it for the next person. Why is this? Why is it? Why can't I take my mezuzahs? So the Shilto says, maybe it's a bizayin mitzvah. There's a mitzvah now, and now you're removing the mitzvah. You're removing the mitzvah. It's a bizayin mitzvah. Tosva says, you're being mazik, the next person to come in. Like we spoke about in the first year, there's a shmira that the mezuzah gives. So you are being goreim. It's like leaving something dangerous in a person's house. You're being mazik. That's Tosas Lashon Babitzia. Lefisha hamazikin boin babayish ein bamezuzah. Kshno laki lo mazik osan shiyadur babayis. Right? So you leave them. The person moving in could be mochel them to you. Like if they know the halacha, you could tell them, no, this is, I'm leaving the mezuzahs. Because that's what it says to say in Shulchan Aruch. So the guy says, no, please take them. We have our own. So remember I told you it happened to me that I said, yeah, we're leaving the mezuzahs. And they said, thank you. Okay? So they said, thank you. And we got new mezuzahs when we moved to Eretz Yisrael. But that's the halacha. If a non-Jew is moving into the house, you take the mezuzahs. Take the mezuzahs. It's, you don't know if he's going to be shomer them properly. And it's bizayin. If you will not have mezuzahs, or you won't be able to get mezuzahs in the place where you're moving, so then you could take them. So, mamish, you're not going to be able to get mezuzahs. You don't have enough money to buy new mezuzahs. You know, so then you would take them, but that's that. The poskim discuss, if Sternbach has a tshuva, what if you have very mehudim mezuzahs? Could you take those and, like, leave non-mehudim mezuzahs? Is that a bizayin mitzvah? It's still mezuzah, but you have your fancy mezuzahs. Right, is that an issue? So, Sternbach says, you know what? Take him off a couple weeks before you move. So, like, it has some time. Yeah, I gave it to you in 6 Aleph over there. You know, leave it to, or the other choice is, leave them there, leave them up, and when a couple weeks maybe after they move in, you know, the new people say, you know what? I have mehud and mezuzahs up, and I'm fine to give you, you know, other ones. So then you work out the difference in that, work out the difference in that regard. Okay. As we said, if a non-Jew moves in, you could take the mezuzahs. There's a separate din, the Ramah quotes, that you're not supposed to give a mezuzah to a non-Jew. But if a non-Jew, they tell a story that there was a, I don't remember if like this is like a real story or just like a made up story. Like there was a guy that was driving on the highway and he saw like a fellow Jew with a kippah, you know, on the side of the highway that his car got stuck. So he pulled over to the side and he went out and he sees it's a Hispanic. And he says, he says, I know what you thought. He says, but I know Jews always help each other. So I keep a kippah in my glove compartment. And whenever I have car trouble, I put it on because I know people are going to stop for me. So a kippah is a kippah, but a mezuzah is more of a serious issue, right? And the Ramah says that you're not supposed to give a mezuzah to a non-Jew unless ikal amechash la'eva. That was the Ramah back in source number one. Checking your mezuzahs. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and if you look in the earlier sources, twice every 7 years, Shulchan Aruch says in source number 9, mezuzahs yachin nivdakes pamayim b'sheva shanim. Right, twice every 7 years. Why? Because things might have gotten worn out. The cloth might have fallen out. You know, sometimes that's happened. I've been aware of that sometimes. But you should check them twice every 7 years. Who has to check them? So the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Chasam Sofer. You don't need a sofer to check them. Anybody who knows the Aleph Beis could technically check the letters. You have to know the Aleph Beis in script, though, in the Torah script. Can't know, like, just Rashi letters. Right? So he quotes anybody, but our minhag is not to do that. Our minhag is to bring it to a sofer, unless one feels comfortable that they are well-versed. The Aruch HaShulchan does say, though, if your mezuzah is in a place which is subject to the elements, if you have an outdoor mezuzah, then obviously that's probably going to need more checking. Or if you know there was water damage in a specific situation. I had all my mezuzahs checked a few months ago. My front door mezuzah was illegible, kimat. Like, what I mean, and we had you know, what's it called? That hot glue stuff that was, I forgot what it's called. Whatever it is, it was glued on with a hot glue, and so if it's an outdoor one, it should be checked more often. But generally, if you don't, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that if your mezuzah or if your tefillin, for that reason, are indoors and you know it was perfectly checked and perfect when you put it in there, there's no reason to check it ever. Maybe years and years, but Rosh Shlomo Zalman says there in Halacha Shlomo in 13. Unless there's a certain siba. So some poskim say that, you know, you check it, you get your tefillin when you're bar mitzvahed, and you get it checked, you know, when you get married, before you get a talis, when you get a talis. So that's what you can check it then, and then who knows after that. Then I had them checked when you make your first bar mitzvah. But that is the, in terms of checking, unless there is a reason, because every time you open up the tefillin, it's wear and tear. And every time you open up the mezuzah, it's wear and tear. It's safer to not play with it. So that's why it is not always checked. But again, there are those, and again, this might be based on time. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes and others quote that to check it every Elul or every couple of years. Again, that might be because their protection, you know, is different. Our mezuzahs are more hermetically sealed if it's put up properly, so that it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, covers of the mezuzah when you put it up, so that cover has status. All right, turning over the page to the last section. All right, the mezuzah cover. The mezuzah cover becomes tashmishe kedusha, not just tashmishe mitzvah. The box of a mezuzah needs to be nignaz. It's not thrown out. It's nignaz. It's buried if need be. It should be placed properly. There is a shmua b'shem the gra. The cloth has to be touching the wall, so there's no chatzitza. But most sofrim and most achronim assume, why? Where do you get that from? It doesn't have to be mamish touching. There's no din of chatzitza when it comes to mezuzah. So the Chazon Ish assumes it's a mistake. The Gra never said it. Right, you have it there in the lower source, the last source. Shemayim v'Yibir Chazon Ish, no mamin, she also davar m'pi Gra. But again, the cover, you know, should be in a place, you know, it should cover it. It should be, you could have also it's good to have a see-through cover to make sure. I remember there was one time that somebody came and asked Shaila, their mezuzah was upside down, you know, all the years, right? So you have to, when you put it right back up, you have to make a new bracha because it was ki'ilu was not up, because if it's upside down, it's ki'ilu is not up. But that's why they write shakai on the back of the mezuzah, so you know, like, you know which way, you know, to put it in, so it's not upside down. But either way, one should be careful about not just the mezuzah, but the mezuzah case also has and gains inherent kedusha by being used. Okay, these are all inyani mezuzah. Again, lamaisa, there was always some shilas about doorways, which side, but hopefully these are some of the rules. And Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll do Hilchas Purim. Hilchas Purim will be next week. Thank you.